This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul that killed at least 63 people and wounded more than 180. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. This witness said the explosion happened near the musician's stage where many youth and children were when the bomb went off. The United Nations denounced the wedding hall bombing as an atrocious act against Afghan Shiites, saying it has documented several previous attacks against the community. The attack was one of the worst against Afghan civilians in recent years. Protesters rallied in Hong Kong again on Sunday as anti-government demonstrations, now in their 11th week, continue. Mike O'Sullivan reports that the protests were first sparked by an extradition bill, but are now broadly aimed at maintaining Hong Kong's special status with China.
A sea of umbrellas and a peaceful show of force as tens of thousands of protesters spilled into the streets in defiance of authorities after Sunday's rally.
Because I just can't help it, of the history that happened this recent few months, I feel obliged as a Hong Kong belonger to come out to protest, to make the government realize that we meant business.
Braving the rain in a scene reminiscent of the Umbrella Movement protests of 2014. Now it's about an extradition bill with China that protesters say undermines Hong Kong's legal system. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hong Kong.
One protester said, "Every one of us is scared, but we still have to try our best to fight for our freedom." This is VOA News. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital Khartoum. VOA's Esha Sarai reports.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
A Spanish humanitarian group rejected Spain's offer to take in more than 100, mostly African migrants, aboard a charity rescue ship, saying it was too dangerous to sail that far. The migrants were picked up by the open arms boat off the coast of Libya, but have been stranded off the shores of Italy for 2 weeks. A study by the UN Children's Fund finds more than 500,000 Rohingya refugee children in Bangladesh's Cox's Bazar are not learning the life skills they need to prepare them for the future or to protect them from present-day abuse and exploitation. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya children have been languishing in squalid, overcrowded refugee camps in Cox's Bazar for 2 years. Ever since a mass exodus of 745,000 refugees fleeing persecution and violence in Myanmar began. The UN Children's Fund reports more than 250,000 children up to age 14 are receiving a non-formal education, while more than 25,000 others are receiving none. UNICEF and partners have provided learning to more than 190,000 Rohingya refugees in more than 2,000 centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says three Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces. Another Palestinian man was wounded in the shooting. An Israeli military statement says a military attack helicopter and tank opened fire on a group of armed men spotted adjacent to the security fence in the northern Gaza Strip that separates Israel from Gaza. The incident happened just hours after three rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel. We have more for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's VOA. 1.